Shir Chaf Beis and Taruvas continued. Chasivan Hei Tov Shem Mem Gimel, May 20th, 1983 on Friday continued.
In other words, the same aloha that was mentioned in the previous sermon, in the Yad of Ticho Ruhr Yishabit, that only if it's Ruhr Yishabit Machmas Atzmo, not if it's Ruhr Yishabit Machmas Achmas Domor Abelua Shebiseicho, so it applies to Domor Shesh Matirin also. The Taz and the Shach are both Chirit and this Shit of the Ramon. But that's the Ramon Shit. Kol Yisya Shor Yoyikam Shemisare have a bottle. In other words, when do we say that Domash Yish Matir bottle, if before the Taruves it had its own identity? But suppose before it became mixed up with something else, it didn't have any identity of its own, so then we don't say Domash Yish Matir bottle. An example of it, the Shach mentions, in Sifri Beis, the indigenous Leo Anovi, beauty, Boyu Vahabi Yayin Tzol, Kedem HaShabbos, Muta Ulika V'Shabbos Nayayim. In other words, suppose you put in a kele, in a vessel, in a vat, you put in a lot of crushed grapes, and then by itself, more and more juice is exuded from the crushed grapes, by itself, because the crushed grapes are subjected to a pressure. Let's say there is a stone, is placed upon the crushed grapes, so by itself, so more and more wine and grape juice is exuded by itself. So suppose, so that there was a lot of juice before Shabbos, and then in the course of the Shabbos, more and more juice came out. So we should say he's not allowed to draw out any juice from that vat on Shabbos because it's geshem matirin after Shabbos. Because the new juice that came out in the course of the Shabbos hours, so it's Neila. He can drink that grape juice after Shabbos. There is no mask that he must drink the grape juice after Shabbos. So still he's allowed to take out some of the juice, even though he will be drinking juice that came out on the course of the Shabbos hours. But since that thing had no identity of its own before the Talmud. So the Mele, the Aloha of Dom Sheishu Matini, doesn't apply. Kindigis me an Ovin Gutim, where you be Avi Yain Tzol, Kina Shabbos, Mifar Shem Shabbos, Nayayim, Vahva Kishin Yitzik Amatum an Ovin Kosho, Lifi Shem Yizbatu, Vahme Shiyot Zekvo, Vahme Mishum Dom Sheishu Matini, Maha Shoyolo, Shem Yayim Bifni Atzmi Mele. It didn't have any identity of its own before the Talmud. All right. So then it says, Mishan ala mido vare achot vimi sari vrakim, and idei mikado vishim matirim. Do I have shal ishla al nidre? Tobo she ishli heter, vichizadea, kim chomis u pesa, do I mikado vishim matirim? Because the following Pesach, it will again come off. That's the sheet of the Mordecha. But yesh chelkim bese, that it has a kim ado vishim matirim. Do I mikado vishim matirim, and kim huta al mishan esa. Avu nesha le, in nisha. Reachot leilu bose, avu kishim itlachim, kim ambashal vishabes, So then it is Osea to the Mevashel himself. It is Osea Leilom Boed. So, but Lachirim, it's Muter. So let's say that if somebody was Mevashel B'Shabbes, and then that Tapshir that he was Mevashel B'Shabbes became mixed up with other Tapshirim. So we do not say that if Lachirim, So we do not say that even the Mevashel himself should not be allowed to eat of the Taruves, even if it was Nisari Bele, because as far as Achirim are concerned, so Mitzoy Shabbos will be Mutar. So we say, true, vis-a-vis the Achirim, so on Shabbos the Achirim are not allowed to partake of the Taruves, because it, by lapse of time, Mitzoy Shabbos will be Mutar to them. But vis-a-vis the Mevashel himself, so even Mitzoy Shabbos it is Osea, so the Mele is it's Mutar, even on Shabbos himself. So it sounds like a paradox. So for the Mevashel himself, it is Mutar even on Shabbos, and for the Achirim, it will only become Mutar after Shabbos.
Shir Chav Gimel in Taruva Shudav Chet Zivan Heitav Shumem Gimel,
May 23rd, 1983, and Monday. So there is machlokes between Rashi and the Ram as to why the Chachamim said the Dovah Sheish Matir and Afilu Alot Bot, and the Rabbim did Alot. So Rashi explains it on the basis of Kibu Sheech Shaleich Lo Yaldi Heper without recourse to Bittul, Lo Yitichlenu Bisea Lo recourse to Bittul. And the Ram says, because in similar things there is no, on the contrary, it's Mechazik. There is Mechazik the other. And that's the reason as why the Rabbonim of Kavide say that Eilu Ptir, in other words, the Damapo and Damasoyo both are Eilis. So the Damasoyo is not bottled in the Damapo, even though the Damapo is more than the Damasoyo. Why? Because it's the same thing. So when you mix, let's say, one kazan of Chilev with two days of Chilev, which I have to say, Bittul should be Chal, it's the same thing that happened. It is Nechavik the Yisya. So Mele, but of course here they are not completely identical. One is Yisya, let's say one is Chodosh, is Yisya, and the other one is Heter. So legally, they are different. But in view of the fact that even the Chodosh, let's say after Pesach, after Zayin and Nissan to become Mutter, so there is a substantial similarity between that which is Heter right now and that which is destined to become Heter. So because of that, the Chachamim say there is no difference. Right. So if you sold by $2, it goes next. So in other words, so it's the Bachosh. So that is from Kamashim and Kam, you will see the Lasha Beitz of Shlemo. In boil a chum ready to go, should be here. But as one is from Kam to a chum ready, is from Matiri. In a familiar is of, in other words, it's Beitz of Shlemo. So apart from the Bachosh from Matiri, it doesn't become Bachosh, even if it's not the Beitz of Shlemo beyond it. So it does not become Bachosh of Beitz of Shlemo because it's the Bachosh, it's the Bachosh of the Minyan. It is something that is sold by Minyan, by number. So, but if it's Kufo, in other words, it's a cracked egg, so then it does not have any notion, and then you don't sell it by number. So, but if it's little beyond 10, so then it's a dosh is material that becomes. In a female in Sophie, which is not some of the Christian heritage, which is everything. But through Sophie, in the beyond 10, in Salvo Bachere, in Siasure, So the Vachoshu is not vocal even in Yisra Rabbanon. But suppose it is a Sofi, Yisra Rabbanon, so then even the Vachoshu is vocal. Because, Sefer Rabbanon Likule, Mashayin can be gathered the Vachayish Matirin. Even though the Bada is only Yosem Rabbanon, it's a Nilga Biyonte, is only Yosem Rabbanon. So even Sofi Nilga Biyonte, so is also a special Chumre by the Vachayish Matirin. In Yisra Bachir is Asirites. We may say Tavuv is Nisarei, Ahakar with Tavuv is Sheini, because of the common Sifkufu, Sifches, Dimutea. So in other words, there is a machlokes between the Taz and the Shah. So that's in Sinai Kufu. So the Taz is Shitosei and the Shah is Shitosei. So the Tashiti is, that even though she is in material, so I feel better for the bottle, but if there are two tahubes, then it does become bottle. In other words, suppose you have a British node beyond it. Was misalized, let's say, with 100 eggs in one second. So you're not allowed to eat any of the eggs in that set, in that bag. Then one egg of that set fell into another bag with eggs. So then the shita of the Tazi is, since we have two targets, so Mele even Dova Sheish Matir in his bottle. The shita of the Shach is no. By Dova Sheish Matir, after the Dova Sheish Matir, not only in one targets, even in two targets. So this is what he says. Vinsal Babachere, Babusok, Mele Bionte, Vinsal Babachere, Sasuets. Vim Risi Atarubes, Nizal Vakar, Tarubes, Shemis. Also the common sin of you, it's a present with her. There's a tashi. But there is a machoik. We missal, but we shame a mean of tail of this out there. Now, if two mention the name of the Aviasri, the Toboshin Shumatil, the Natu, the Boto, applies even to Minshaloyim. Even to Minshaloyim. But most Hashem say it only applies to me in the minute. It doesn't apply to Minshaloyim. And the Shokhno passes that, like Moses Kasheni, that is that Shein in Mine, even though Shein Shema Tirin is bottom of the rock. Hatam Kosatu Yusin Kupale. Oh, now. So according now we have a machleket between Rashi and the Ram as to what is the reason, as to why Dova Shein Shema Tirin appeared out of the bottom. The Ram says, because similar things, identical things, from a legal perspective, Have no bit. So, if it's identical thing. But, so Mele, here it's not legally identical. Because one is Heter, and the other one is Iser, but destined to be Heter. It's a Shnodim Yontev, so Efter Yontev, Chodosh, so Efter Pesach. So, but since there is a substantial similarity, even from the legal perspective, there is a substantial similarity. So we mele, the Rabbonim don't become one, because they are considered as identical things. Now, so according to the Ram's pshat, we understand as to why by min shaloi b'minei, so then it does become one, because by min shaloi b'minei, so it's true that from the legal perspective, they are identical. Not completely identical, but they are identical substantially, in the sense that the Yisrael is also destined to become Heter. Later on, after Shabbos, after Pesach. But Mashiach came to mean Shalom Minei, so true there is a substantial similarity from the legal perspective, but from the physical perspective, there is a contrast, it's mean Shalom Minei. So that's why there is this. But the question is, so visually, according to the Ram's pshat, we understand this why the Aloch of Dov Sheish Matir Al-Torah who bought the twice only to Min-Dinin and Min-Shaloi Min-Nei. Because the Min-Shaloi Min-Nei are not the same thing. Because physically, one gives another tongue than the other. Has another shape than the other. So Mele, they're not the same thing. It's not the same thing. But according to Rashi Stam, that the reason is why the Chachamim said, "Don't she put that little bottle? Ach, she can be easier, she can be heavier, since she can eat it without recourse to bitul. Don't eat it through recourse to bitul. So that wonder should apply even to Mitchell Eliminate. Why that to Eliminate? So why do we say that if he kazaits of Chitin Chodosh, who was Nisar with the 1,000 Tzeisi, of Chitin Yoshin, Satu Adel Kibot, if Ikazayitz, of Seirin Chodosh, is Nisar with 60 Tzeisi, Chitin Yoshin, then there is the according to Radran's Pshat, you understand. Because here, one is Chitin and one is Seir. So it's not the identical thing. Masha'im came, according to Rashi Pshat, Ach Techlen Ubi Isa Techlen Ubi Eta, so here too we should apply the concept of Ach Techlen Ubi Isa Techlen Ubi Eta. So he says, the Teres Chatov says, Atan Kosapu Yitzin Kupale, Psi Bo, but all that he goes according to the Pshat in Rashi, according to the Ran's Shlomdes, we have no difficulties understanding it, but according to Rashi's Shlomdes. Ala tahuve shenesa v'imineisholinsa v'itamze maskokas. The Raschato says, in order to explain it according to Rashi Pshat, so he explained it as follows. It's a little Hebrewian here, this explanation given by the Raschato. He says, when the kazalis of 15 chodesh is commingled with the 1,000 tzeisim of hitting the ocean. So how does a person designate it? That kazalis of chodesh, how does he call designate it? How does he call it? Hitting. So mele, everything is called hitting. So mele, we say, is the same thing as far as the name is concerned. So is the same thing. Mashein came because he calls it hitting. But if a kazalis of Seir and Chodesh is communal with 60 zaysim of Chitin Yoshin, so how will we refer to the Yitzhak? He'll refer to the Yitzhak by the appellation of Seirim or by the appellation of Chitin. Of course, he'll call it Chitin. If one kazalis of Seir and Chodesh is commingled with 60 zaysim of Chitin Yoshin, how will we call that kazalis whenever he wants to call it? How will he call it? He'll designate it by the name, by what appellation? By the name of Chitin. By the name of Chitin. And is the Chitin, because in other words, he'll call it by the name of the thing that is Merube, that is more numerous. Because it's 60 Zaytin Chitin Yoshin as against one kazalis of Seirim Chodosh. So he'll call even the kazalis of Seiri, he'll call it by what name? By the name of Chitin. Now, is the Chitin a Dorashesh Matirim? No, the Chitin is Yoshi. So it's not a Dorashesh Matirim. It's a very explanation. So, but this is how it has happened, explained. הטעם פוסף מיליאו סיזן קופאו אפסיבו בשימת ארס חטרוס ולפישן ההתר החכים נקרא לאיסא אלו התרוגה שנעשה והוא אין למין אישו לאיסא ואין טעם זה מספיק על כך and the חיטים is not the איסא the חיטים is not the דובר שיש לו מתיר if ותמיין לא מולי קוצה דיבר הרע נגועץ. Why does the Tereshatos have to resort to very sophisticated explanations when he could explain it very well according to the longest of the Rav? With me, I'm a woman because of the Rav, but that's very kind of the non-mushal. We said they have to go check. They have to know that we didn't see any of the names of the head there. לא יבוטו, ויאו פעם יחסים לו אתם דמפור מדמה סויה שאף על פי שדמפור מרואה מדמה סויה קורא לי דמה סויה אל נו יבוטו משום דמיניו משום כל דובר שדים לך בעיר אין מחלי שעד הרב ממחסקה ורבו לו יאו פעם זה ומסבאת אז משום דם פור סויה שלהם שהם נצריק מה שהם כי מסבאת הרב על פי שהם נחות וכל מוקים חלוק מהם שזה עושה מזה מותה על כל חברי כן מיני ומשום לא חמדו מגיוש מתירים מה מדוי לדמה פור בסויה do in kan khilu bin israel ya shal gam li sa se bin smuta bi ze u bin ni 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 ka li bi dam bo bi so ya ma so bi ni 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 a po bi shen ta di sa ye ish le shi bu bi do bo shi shi ma ti ni ko lu mo bi bin ni khilu bo do ba me she ze ni na khe ya a au ko ko ki ti ze be ze se ka no si cho ma po bi she do shi ni bu do khne so all the tase se ta ni shi before that the whole difficulty with this halachim that only gamin b'minei we say dovah sheish matir apuza al tibata but min shalim b'minei is dovah sheish matir in his bottle is according to Rashi's explanation we have it in the code but according to the Rashi's explanation we understand very well because the whole reason is why dovah sheish matir and dovah sheish matir in b'minei is because they are the same things but by min shalim b'minei so from a physical perspective they are different things. So the melee, So the Mele, one is chitim and one is seirim. So you cannot say there is no bitul because they are the identical thing. They are not the identical thing at all from a physical perspective. So the Mele, there is bitul. All right. Mi uin liv noi, but machal nosu idei oli sakin adel, kshmolu itan gila esin atel. The mocker, the basis for this halacha, which is the big chidesh, that if the yisera, if the dovoshiyeshu matir, happens to be the catalytic agent, the thing that affects the whole michael, or something close to the catalytic agent. So then it's considered in the mine, even though from the point of view of tam, it's min shaloi the mine. But since it establishes the machol, so the mele is considered the mine. Who is the mocker of that shite, which is a big fidesh, that faces in the itse. Dachwa mitayin, dachwa mitches, the Mishnah says, ho yisho sheshoalo mechadato, melech hoi tamrin li soso, so hareyu kirek vultad vishmeir. So then this woman is limited only by the distance that the other woman, the woman who gave her, who lent her the melech of the tamrin, is able to walk. So if, let's say, you have two women, let's say, one woman is Leah, the other woman is Rochel, and Leah made the mix of dough, and then Leah borrows from Rochel, she borrowed, let's say, melech or tamrin, and put it in the mix of dough. So then, suppose Rochel made an Erev in the middle direction, and Leah made an Erev in the middle direction. So Leah, when she walks 4,000 tamos in the middle direction, she cannot take along the cake that was baked out of this dough into which the tablin that was owned by Rochel, so was used. Why? Because since there is one ingredient in that cake that has a buyer who cannot go in the buyer direction altogether, because she made an Erev in the middle direction. So Leah, who can go in the buyer direction 4,000 tamo, she cannot take along the cake. So the Gemara's kasha is, let the tadlin, the melach, be bottled in the mayim, in the flour, the rishishi, in the mayim neged the melach and the tadlin. So the Gemara says, Rabashi says, because it's domashish matir. So Tisra says the kasha, but domashish matir not to melach the bottle, applies only to me, the mine, here. Melech in Yiso is Nishalei B'minei, so that took the roots in Tesis. One tendency Tesis is that since it's Nidia Momei, so B'meile the Chachomim O'Machmir, and he said that even Gabi Yerubin, well, it depends upon the Momei, whose Momei it is, so even by Nishalei B'minei, Dorosh Yish Matir Natur Dorosh Bottom. The second tendency, and that's the basis of this halacha, that since the Melech and the tablin affects the Michael, it's not exactly a catalytic agent. Catalytic agent by definition means without that it couldn't even exist. But the tapshil could exist without that, but people will not eat it without melech. Without melech. People will not eat it, so without melech. So the melech, so it is, the melech is the thing that establishes the Michael, that gives rise to the machal. So it's considered mimimine, even though melech has one tam, and flour has another tam, but flour and water have another tam. But since you couldn't very well make the iso without melech, without the tavli, so maybe it's considered mimimine. That's the mokia for this hour. Milo in living for machal, we must be zero, we sat in a zero, he should know the tam, gale, and say the food. Alright. Lo yisu avzunok. The Loizu Livnu B'Michael, the Obed L'Chazu Selitai. Needless to mention the case where the tavlin was put in as a flavoring agent and as a coloring agent. It's both. So then it's certainly not good. El after we must be devil misaking. Just misaking. Not with Hazuse, not with that. Not both. With Hazuse and with time. With Hazuse and with time. So, the Mikhe Gamkin in the name, the Hogo Moshe told us over there, he might even never be so, have a mean in the name. Alright. So, my be so you understand. The mind, without mind, you couldn't hear me. Bake anything. So, but Melech, that thing you could, it wouldn't be so good. So it's also considered that it's the misaking of the macho, sacking of the macho, and mainly it's considered mimim. The whole of the Torah is over there, the mind of the peace, as a mimim. King goes like this, it's great, Mashim. Umashi goes to Ramo, Shemu Vitali Gales, who delivered Mamoshi Shalisa, La Fuke Mashi Kosa Pitamon, the time of the Mitchadobo. Why does the Ramo mention Kinshin Lubi Tamilis? The answer is because the Ramo Shikin is that when we apply the law of Doshe Ishmael, that is, if you have the Mamoshes of the Israel Doshe Ishmael. But suppose the Heter absorbed the Tam of the Israel, because it was cooked together in the same pot, but the Mamoshes of the Israel is there. Just the time, then we do not say the Vashish Matyafel Bottle, even by Minimine. So the male here is considered like Minimine. Why? Because it's like a catalytic agent. It's misacking the Macho. But even when it's Minimine, only when you have the Mamoshes of the Israel, it's not Bottle. But suppose you cooked, let's say, Yoshi with Chodosh. In the same path, and then you recognize the Chososh and you take it out, but the Yoshin absorbed the time of the Chososh. So then according to the Hamor, so there is little. So the male here he says Kim Shemunu Vitamil. Oh, Umizeh Lomach Mari. There's a conversation. Behold the Moshe Nisru Yisakin Agdeiro. Have a gemine in Magdeiro. Vimechon men doshe is materially starubes adel. Vei uichis bichir haze. Liyed maida minum behar vituchte. Chad yitzribot vlatele gemine. Uvei gemine tzor samet vlatele. Vilema vigam shom hadunim gemine. Vimide din sakin agdeire. Moikam. Dishom tolu vitam. Ki nishanim simtam. Vei gemine. והי נסיתם בגדירו, מילא יש לי שום חומרה די נמיני. יש לי שום חומרה די נמיני. So in other words, here's the cash, it's a strange cash. He says, since the Tesis says here, that if something establishes the Macht, what does it mean establishes the Macht? In other words, Milu with great simitangels. So that means it gives the Itam in the Macht. Without that, without the Melech, it will not have a real time. So since it gives Itam in the Macht, it establishes the Macht, it's considered Mimimine. So how is it that we say that when Mimimine is Misare, so the rice is but wrong. When Mimimine is Misare, because of Tam Ki Ikea, so then it's not but wrong. But with the rice we require Shishim, because then there is no time. Then there is no time. But since it gives the time, so it establishes the Michael. If it establishes the Michael, so maybe it should have a din like Minimine. And if it has a din like Minimine, so again with Raise, it should be. But no, the answer is, but over there, since it gives it time, so there is a lot of time to eat it. So Tam Kinkia, so the Mele, he doesn't become what to the world. It's a very strange case. Alright. Yeish Tishay Meir, Shalayim Rin, Shalayim Rudavashay, Shalmatiri, Elokisha Mati, O Sitlo Vial Toponi, O Ima Mati Abiyode, La Sei Sei Velo Yetze, Abu Dovo, Shay Nebiyode, Veini Badai. שיובי המתיר אין ידידים דומו שיש למתיר ופיחור ביצו שנה של סופי פריבו שניסר לו באחרס That's mentioned by the Chiddush Rashba, and of course the Kasha by the Mishnah and the Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Gershuni is what has it to do with Dovah Sheyeshul Matiri? So the Mishnah and the Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Gershuni, they say that Rashba has reference to the case of Ibeitzo Shal Sofit Treifo Shenil Rabiyonte. Shenil Rabiyonte. So the Mishnah Ibeitzo Shal Sofit Treifo. So, it's a negotiation material. So we should say that it's a negotiation material on account of the fact that it's Nilga Biyonte and the Talmudist took place on Yonte. So that is a Goshuni and Rabbi Shimon Bruch say, first of all, what would be the case of a Beitzo Shenolda Biyonte, but it's Vadai, not Sofit Treifo. Beitzo Shenolda Biyonte, and it's Vadai Treifo. We know that Amigeles is a Treifo. And it was laid by the Amigeles. And it was laid also on Yonte. And then that Beitzo of a Vadai Treifo that was laid on Yonte was Misari with two other Beitzo. Would it become bottom of all, we say, after the belt of the bottom? So, on that point, there is a machleket between the Tzemach Tzedek and David Ezekashim. Tzemach Tzedek, the first Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek was the father-in-law of David Ezekashim. So the Tzemach Tzedek says, that if a Beitzah's Treifo, Shemil Dom Yom, Vada Treifo, not Tzemach Treifo, a Beitzah's Treifo, Shemil Dom Yom, so would be Nila Biyonte, and then that Beitzo and Yonte would be Messiah with other Beitzin. So according to the Abinis and Yoshuni, so it is both of them, according to Abinis and Yoshuni, and according to Revelation in the book, it is both of them. Why? Because if it hadn't been a Beitzah Treifo and it's Nilga Biyonte, so it's a negotiation material, because wait till Mitzoy Yonte, so then, I'm not the second day Yonte, you don't have to wait to Mitzoy Yonte, to the second day Yonte, so it will be Mutabache. Mashayim came, this Beitzah Shnod Biyonte happens to be a Treifo, so after Yonte, you'll be allowed to eat it. You will not be allowed to eat it either. So in Mele, it's not a negotiation material. This is what a Rav Revelation in the book says. And the Abinus Agashim. In Mele, the Revelation in the book and the Abinus Agashim, they apply the Chibis Arashbo not to a regular case of Bezer Shosofi Treifo that was Mele in Yemache. Then it has nothing to do with negotiation material. So it doesn't make any difference whether we accept the Chiddush of the Rashba, that if it's not a Vadai, so then it's not considered as a negotiation material. Whether we accept or we don't accept, it has nothing to do with negotiation material, because it's a Sofik Treifo. So if Lapishmai is Gali, it's Treifo, so it will never become Buddha. And if Lapishmai is Gali, then it's not Treifo, so then it's Buddha right now. But we don't know. So it has nothing to do with negotiation material. Mashenke, in the case of Sofik Treifo, Shenil Dobionte, Beitzo Shal Sofik Treifo, Shenil Dobionte, so then, suppose it will be a Beitzo, Shal Badai Treifo, Shenil Dobionte, then, and it will be Misari Banyonte, so then that means that the Shuni and Rabbi Shimon will assume that it will become part of the rope, because it's not a negotiation material. It's not destined to become Buddha. It's not destined to become Buddha. Because even though, as far as the Isa of Mukse will become Buddha after Yom Teh, but the Isa of Treifo will not become Buddha. Will not become Buddha. So maybe there is little. So the Rashba says, not only a Beitzah, so what I pray for Shemil Gabriel, if it was Nisar and Giro, so it's not on the road, But even if they tell, shall something pray what you know the Beyonce is also. Why? Because here we could not say. Here we could not mention the same argument as Beit Shalvada Kri Pashinu Beyonce. Because Beit Shalvada Kri Pashinu Beyonce, we know it's not the Mashish material. It will never be put there. Because it will be also it's a favor. Mashalim can hear. There is a possibility that in the end, after Yom Tov, so let's say if it will develop new eggs, or let's say it will survive for another 12 months, so it will be a guy that the Tamigeles is not the trainer. So after Yom Tov and after 12 months, or after the Tamigeles will lay new eggs, so then it will be a guy, it's not the trainer, so it will be Buter, so it will argue. Because it should be also because of something negotiation material. So the Chazal says, no, that since it's not in Vadai that it will become Yutah later on, so Mele, it does not have a din of negotiation material, not even of Sophic negotiation material, and it's possible. Look, this is how the mission of the book and the Abinus Vashuni explained. But this explanation is based upon the premise that Beit Shoshan Vadai Trefor, Shenel the Benontev, and if it's Messiah Benontev, it becomes Bokel immediately. Mashiach King, the Semach Tzedek, he mentions that Pshat of the Abbas of Roshuni, and he says, and he rejects it. No, we couldn't apply the Jewish Rashba to the case of a Beit So Shenel the Benontev, and so to pray for, because in the case of Beit Shoshen Sheno Beit Shoshen Vadai Trefor Sheno the Beyonte, so there is no, and then it is Nisari Vayonte, so it's also about because even though after Yom Tov it will still be Osea, let's say Vadai Trefor, after Yom Tov it will still be Osea, but after Yom Tov it will be Osea on the score of the Nisari of Trefor, but it will be Muta after Yom Tov and the score of these of Mukta of Mela. So the Shita of the Tzemach Tzedek is that where something is affected with Finsu, let's say Veitzas Vadai Trefu, Shadil of Yonke, so I know that it's affected with Finsu, one is a Trefu, that Isa will never become Mutea, and it's also affected and noted with the Isa of Mukta of Mela, that Isa will become Mutea. So Mele, and then it was Nisari due to other Beitzim, so Tzemach Tzedek says, it has no Bitul on Yom Tov. So Mele, we cannot apply the Jewish Rashba to the case of Beitzah Sofik Prevashi of Yom Tov, because even the case of Beitzah's Vadai Prevashi of Yom Tov, so, and it was Nisari on Yom Tov, it's not with Bitul on Yom Tov. So, Allah has come with Hamo, Beitzah Sofik Prevashi, Shemil the Beyonte. So, and Miss Nisari, he certainly is Osa Bachile. So, Mele, he applies the Chilis Rajko to the regular case. But the dates are Sophic Prefor, Binizachel. So the question is, raised by the Abinus of Roshuni is, what kind of negotiation material is it? Either it's Prefor, so it will never become Mutter. It will always remain Osa. Or it's not Trefor. If it's not Trefor, so it's Mutter right now. It's not the Dovashish Makiri. Dovashish Makiri means something that now is Osa. It's destined to become Mutter. But if Kafishmai is Ganya, it's not Trefor. So Mele, it's always Mutter, except that we don't know. So that the Masterik says, true, it's Mutter if we knew. But since we don't know, and speaking the Raisis of Humre, so Mele, and suppose someone will eat, let's say, chilek. I mean, there is no possibility of a shetolo with Gabi Trefor because it's not in Isakores. But suppose, let's say, in chilek, in such a situation where he doesn't know whether it's chilek or not chilek, and he eats it, b'sheyei, he has to really call Manoshim Tolo. So that means that if Ishmael is Galie, that it wasn't chilek. So he's still Chayim Roshitov. Still Chayim Roshitov. That means that Tzveke, what the Tzemach Tzedek is saying in the Rashba, that Tzveke the Raiser Lechumre means that Viteras Vada Yitzos. as long as it's subjectively, it is offering to us. So, Viterasvara it's offering. And, I mean, what is this law? Right? What is this law? Nefesh isimei, mao v'choto v'shgogo, v'ikoti adishem, v'hivri es ha'shomim adishem, ayu tomi min ha'tzein, v'yel k'cho keset shkomim v'shek l'akirish l'osom, v'yis... No, no, I'm sorry, there's the next, post your time. V'nefesh isechto, v'yosh isho achas m'kom nitzis adishem, asher lo isi osemo, v'lo yoda v'yoshim v'yosho l'abrim. So what does that reference to? Suppose later on he finds out that he ate after the shumem, so we'll say he's going to look from Afreya that it wasn't your Osher Minos Aveini. No! So then it will turn out that he was maybe Chumazo. No! Even if it turns out later on that he ate the shumem, so it's still your Osher Minos Aveini. And the Kob has to be the Chabra for that. So this township, this posse, of the Yoda, the Oshin, the Oshin, implies that if a person eats, and Sophic eats there, it's a Maisa Avela Nevada. But it goes without saying. Suppose somebody eats the Mazi. The Mazi, in other words, the Mazi. He knows that one of the two Hamakas is there, but he doesn't know which one is Chayat Monshin. He is a cow, so he says, if I knew that this Chatiche is Vadechez, I would be. I wouldn't be even a minister. But after all, there is a good possibility that this Chatiche is human. So I'm not such a tzaddik, I'm going to eat. And then he ate it. So of course, and then it turns out, he will come and say, you know that this Chatiche, that whom he made was Chilev, so then it's Chayv Kores. There's no doubt that it's Chayv Kores. But suppose Eidim come after Yehid, he said, Hatichet, one of the two Hatichet, and the Eidim testify, they know that that was Shumet, so he will not be Chayv Kores. How can he be Chayv Kores? He didn't eat Chilev. Will he be there, the love of Chilev, No, Daber me Yisrael Eimeya, Kol Chilev Sheila Vichesed Vareiz Lois Echeiro. There's a lot of Chilev. In such a case, after he verified that he ate the Shum and not the Chilev, will he be able to get love? Will he be Chayev Malkes? Apart from the question of Asrael Zot. Of course not. How can he? He didn't eat Chilev, he ate Shum. So what does that mean? He wasn't able to read it, only the Avere of Mishavu Lechel Psachaziyah Golod Yeli Psachleh. No, it's not Mishavu. Because he's Chayav Noshim Tolu, one is not Chayav Noshim Tolu for a Machshom Eroye, so one is not Chayav Noshim Tolu. Zol Chapor Eroye, that's also the Avere. But he's not Chayav Noshim Tolu. So the answer is, this Parashat of Noshim Tolu, this parasha of Hashem Tolu that says, Asherim Gloyoda Avioshem Vinosa Aveinei, so it implies that he has an Aveir. But that's like an Isareset. There is no love, there is no chorus. In other words, he's either the love if he happens to be the Chilev. But if it turns out that he is a Shuman, he's not even the chorus, he's not even the love, but this Israel is Eta. But this Israel is like an Israel. Because the Lord says, you will not have the ocean, you must have it. This is what the Tzemach Tzedek, this is what the Tzemach Tzedek said. This is what the Tzemach Tzedek said. So, so. Now, but the Mishnah in the group and the Avodah Zarah Shani, they say no. They say no. Now, from the Taz and the Shah, it's mashma that they do not agree with the Avodah Zarah Shani and the Mishnah in the group of Shah. Because, to look at the Mishnah of the Taz, Siv Zayin, or Siv Lo Be'al Kofan. So, when is the Dovah Sheish Mashiach in Fitzia, or Siv Lo Be'al Kofan? Pira Shkidim Be'itzo Shino Be'yonte, Shetia Be'vada Nitores, La'achayonte, La'afuke Be'itza Sofi Freyv, Ve'n Noka Barakei. He doesn't say, La'afuke Be'itza Sofi Freyv, Ve'n Shetia Be'yonte. La'afuke Be'itza Sofi Freyv, Ve'n Noka Barakei. So, apparently, the Taz assumes that the Pshat in the Jewish Arashma is not Beit HaSofik Prever Shenil Bebiyomte, but Beit HaSofik Prever Shenil Bebiyachel. So one could argue that it actually developed the bottle. Why? Because maybe Lachal Yisraelish, it will be inspired that the Tamgilis is not a Prever. So there is a possibility that it's a Dovashish Matirin. So it should have been like Sofik Dovashish Matirin. So it should have the same status philosophically to beyond it. No, the answer is so. It's Yesh Matirin because maybe it's not Reifo. So the Mele, that kind of Sofi, Dovash Yesh Matirin, is Botodro. This is what the Ramchada, the Rashba said, according to the Pshat of the Tzimatzedek, and this is also the Pshat of the Taz, and also the Pshat of the Shach. Alright, now. Sipches. Krishenes abibiasisea. Shedisari vachelim. That's a Rajbo. Again a Rajbo. Why? Because it's only for Heitzio. He says, La Agile, Vichol Kaitzibet. Vichol Kaitzibet. So the Ro is Chilik on the Rajbo. And the Ro says, the Rajbo says that he does not have a dream of the Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's a Klimatres, let's say a Freishik is full. A Freishik spoon was Nisari with a thousand Milchik spoons. So one could argue that there is no Bittle. There is no Bittle. Why? Because it's negotiation material. You can dump all the 1,001 spoons in a big kettle, you boil water in a big kettle, and then when it starts boiling, you dump all the 1,001 spoons. So it's a negotiation material. I feel well of the bottle. But the Rashba says no. If one fleshy spoon or one spoon that became contaminated because it was used for chile, for dam, for mele, chazer, whatever, so was misari with two other spoons, kosher spoons, so then you don't have to be magal all the three spoons. It's habitrei, yomish, mishpot. But why don't we say it's idolization material, it's possible to extract the beer from the contaminated spoon by making a gore on all the spoon, because that involves tirchen, itzoyes, and everything. So the mele, it's not a dovashish material. So the Rashba Shiti is, the dovashish material means either where it becomes mutter automatically by the lapse of time, like Chodosh and Beitzah Shenol Debiyonte, or with ease, without any real tirche and without any real expense, Mashenkin, if it involves real tirche or a substantial expense, so then it's not the Doroshesh Matir. Doroshesh Matir. Alright. Oh, we should ask. Kosher. Lom atzori charash bo mitam zed itzor chitzoyes. Shezor charam wa hakein. Poin anesa shu akli. Yochel eser tvei bino eiseir. It seems that in the days of the Rashbo, there was such a search. That's how it seems. I mean, you have in some communities in Canada, I know, you have such a service. In other words, when somebody wants to cash a tail, so he brings it to the shul, and then they make a goal before Pesach or something, Kenisach, so he brings it to the shul, and then the shamish of the shul, so he's magalet, but he has to pay a fee. So that's why it's all it's. That's why. So the Rashba says that the Shetzorich Lehitzi or Bitzoyis Lagoy. Otherwise, if there hadn't been such a service, so the Rashba should say it involves Tirch. Eilach Name, a lot of Tirch is analogous to Bitzoyis. But why does the Rashba mention Tzorich Lehitzi or Bitzoyis? Let him say Shetzorich Litreach, Tirch Omerumo. He says Bitzoyis. So apparently, there was such a service. There was such a service. I mean, in other words, you go to someone and he is magalet, but then you have to pay a substantial fee for it. So he says, it's not the negotiation matter. So why does the Rashbo have to resort to the town of Tzorich Litzoyes? Tzorich Litzoyes, hoin anesa shuakli yochel esa tri mino eiseir, vilo eiseir shuabu uabei, lo yia lo vim doshe isho matirin, do yisa ahu eilu matirin, vim kemo yaya mesa, chomo mino eiseya, uslo nezu mozit harim, pomin bite isres, li yimele achabalu amidam, mi viyatu sof simen kupei, so there is a concept, that, Ein Hanessa Yochel Yischomo Yeisem No Eisei. So here too, without recourse to the town of Tzorich Litzoyes or Tirche Merudo, how could we say, let's say, he's not Tzorich Litzoyes, there is a person who wants to do it, who volunteers to do it. He comes to the house and he says, I want to cash. It's not so Litzoyes. He's very happy if he would magil all the keli, all the spoons, the 1,001 spoons. So even in such a case, it should not have been of domination material. Why? Because why is it also? Because this spoon has a bli of chazar. Now the chazar itself is special material. No. It's not ish matir. So how can the kelim, which is a derivative of the iser of chazer, so be more homo? So if chazer itself will be nisarei, one chticha of chazer will be nisarei. Now, in 60 chtichas of bosahed, I say 60 because there is no min b'mine by chazer that should become bottle. I mean, because if it's mini, so it's again chazer. But let's say if one chtich of chazer will be nisari with 60 chtiches of bosaheter, so then yomish, so then it will become bottle. It will become bottle. So and the spoon that is a bli of chazer should be more chomo. So in anesa yocheli is yese chomo mino Israel. So without recourse to Tzorich Litzoyes, let's say he doesn't have to spend any money. There is someone who volunteers to be magil all the 1,001 spoons. He has no tirche and he will be happy to do it. So still it should be bottled off. That's it. That is not a Yeshlema, the Kiddush Yeshlema theory. Even the Rashiach, the Shem Svor, the Kule, they want to listen to the Shem Kule. Kiddush and the Lavoche, Yeshlema theory. Uch, Uch, Osaf, the Sinan Samachter, Sifi Dalet, Ki Yishnu, the Pinzen, the Nachre, the Nimbosa, the Nimbach, the Zeh, the Roma, the Skam, Ramon, the Shekos, the Lechim, the Kalitz, the Zeh. The Rashao, Pinnik, the Boso, also, he says, since Dovash Yeshlema theory, Dovash Yeshlema theory is expert from West, for example, that in the Sophic Domination Material, Afilu Belafu Botu, which is unique, which is peculiar to Domination Material, like all the other things of Domination Material, I'm sorry, like all the other things, let's think of a Hoshu, Chtichorin is having, so if it's a Sophic, it's there. So then we do not say, that it's available to bottle. But only the Gabidomashik material, so we say, even in Sophic, Beitza Shinoda Beyonte, which is in Israel Rabbanon. So even Sophic is so humble that available to bottle. So here, the Gabidomashik material, we do not apply the concept of a Namesa, Yochelis, Yetze, Homo, Minois, by Gabidomashik material. But so the reason as to why it is not bottle, so it's because, and the reason as to why it is bottle, and we do not consider it domestic material, is because so it claims all of its own. Kiddush Naheta Bemele Mikirzman, you call no Kimile. The FOP should not establish the Holakim in the Irish and Sari, in the Shikos of Rajbo, in the Irish Yosef Saves in the Hobbies, we call the Kimim Rashim Sons Namurube, and we can Yaksha Kura and Sophie. Keep the Shalit Sabot in the road. How do I lie in the Yobish Sabot in the road? Yobish and the Fayah Dini is in the computer. She also will come to the Yach, the Yish Kamoch is Shem of his Namurube, the Shtaka Tarubes, the Yobil Ari Latafshil, the Mizbash of the Holakarubes, Yaha the Yich. The other way is that how can all the hacks you come on the subject can you advance any much because after the same could help you begin to. So he mentioned the early remarkable point in the past. In other words, he says that even though the Shokhanovic and the Ramo, they both pass in like the Hashbo, that if a Kenya that became contaminated was misaligned with two other Kenya, let's say a spoon that has a degree of Issa became contaminated, so a spoon that has a degree of Issa that became contaminated was mixed up with two other spoons. So then you can use each one of the spoon, and it's not the Domashish material. So that only means you don't have to rush and be magil all the three spoons. Or if it was the salary with 10 spoons, you don't have to wash and be magil all the 11 spoons. But right now you can use each one of the 11 spoons that are going to be suffering because it's bottom of all. But you have to be magil all the 11 spoons. Why? Because if you're not going to be magil all the 11 spoons, so you are destined to be Nichshel in the Nisa. Why? Because the halacha of Yovish B'Yovish, suppose one chticha of Nevela becomes mixed up with two chtichas of Shvut. So one is allowed to each chticha by itself. Why? It's not the law. But suppose you cook all the three chtichas in one pot, then you're not allowed to eat any chticha in the pot. Why? Because since you cooked the three chtichas in one pot, so the chticha X, that is the Bele, definitely gave a time in the other chtichas. So the Bele and the shite of the Rashbon is, the shite of, there's a machlokes between the Rashbon and the Rosh Hashanah. Suppose one chticha of Nivele was misaligned with two chtiches of shchut. So the Rosh Shiti is you can eat all the three chtiches of basaras. All the three chtiches of basaras. Well, it's impossible for a person. It's physically impossible for a person to eat, let's say, three big chatiches, you must to swallow them, ribasachas. But suppose you have three chatiches. One is nevele, one is tuar shchuto, and one, the nevele was nisarik. We don't know which is which. Suppose you want to cut off a small piece from this one, a small piece from this one, a small piece from this one, and eat all the three pieces. Bibasachas, swallow them. Bibasachas. The Rosh says you can do it. Why? Because just as by large lach, so the Isar is nepachle hetea. So by Yom Yovich, the Isar is nepachle hetea. So you can eat, you can swallow all the three chatiches. Bibasachas. The Rashba says, no, you're not allowed to. You can only eat one chaticha at a time, but not to eat all the three chatichas bibasachas, because then you vada the isa. And we just like the Rashba, we are not allowed to eat all the three chatichas bibasachas. So Mele, according to the Shita of the Rashba, you're not allowed to eat the three chatiches of Basachas. So you're not allowed to be Vashel all the three chatiches in one part. Because if we are Vashel the three chatiches in one part, so one is nibla in the other. So it's like eating all the three chatiches of Basachas. So Mele, that's the way we pass, not like the Rosh. We pass like the Rashba. So Mele, the Tas says, if, let's say, one contaminated spoon was mixed up with two other spoons, so too the Chumoch Paskins, like the Rashba, that it's not the Vashish material, so it's not the Rob. So you can use each spoon, but ultimately you have to realize Hagole. And all the three spoons, or all the 11 spoons, if it became mixed up in 10 spoons, or let's say if it became mixed up in 100 spoons, so ultimately you have to realize all the 101 spoons, because if you're not going to, so in due course, in time, you won't be nichshel. You won't be nichshel, because you will use that spoon that he definitely has a degree of Isaiah, and then it will answer the Macholim. But if you, let's say, if you want to use it, let's say, for a day or two, and then ultimately you realize a goal, so it's okay. Mashiach came not to realize a goal altogether. That's like being Mivashe, all the three chtiches in one part. So according to the Sheet of the Rajbo, it's all there. We don't pass like the Rosh. Alright, this is very fast. Now, the Rosh is Chelik and the Rashba. The Rosh in Berakha Bayis is Chelik and the Rashba. And why is Chelik and the Rashba? He says, not only does it tell me be of the Rosh initial material, but Midrash there is no be. Mitzad Dov Sheish Matirin is Chelik and Rashba on the score of Dov Sheish Matirin also, but on the score from the point of view of Dov Sheish Matirin, so Midrabonon there is no bit, because Midrashe Dov Sheish Matirin I feel better for you, but Midrashe, so Dov Sheish Matirin is got the law, only Midrabonon Dov Sheish Matirin I feel better for you. But he says, if let's say one spoon that was the way or a part that in which you cook the vele chile, one asoi, became mixed up with two other parts. They all look alike. So then, midraise, there is no bito on the kli. Why? Because if it's a kli matris, of course, if it's a kli cheres, so then the oil is masking with the Rashba that there is bito. First of all, you cannot see the machination of healing because Klicheres in Yitzim is Defileo, and then it certainly does not have a din of Nika Isa. But suppose a Kli Matres that has a degree of Isa was mixed up with other Kli Matres that do not have a degree of Isa, so then Midraise there is no Bito, because there is Aloche Nika Isa, there is no Bito. So the Rosh Hashanah is, it doesn't mean Nika Isa that you mamesh can identify and separate one from the other. But the Roshi thing is, if there is a way to take out the Yisra, so it has a din of Nikar Yisra. So Meile, since it's a Klimatres, all you have to do is to dump all the three kelim in the big kettle of boiling water, so then there'll be Agole, so it's like Nikar Yisra. So it's like Nikar Yisra. Now suppose you have, let's say, suppose pieces of chayil are mixed up with pieces of bosom. But the pieces of chayil, so happen to be bigger pieces than the pieces of bosom. So then, by using a strainer, you'll be able to separate, you know, the bigger pieces from the smaller pieces. So then there is no brittle. Why? Because there is a way to identify, to separate the Yitzhak from the Heter. So here too, since by making a gore of all the three kelim, you can extract the Yitzhak, so it has a deal like Nika or Yitzhak, so Midraise there is no brittle. So Midraise there is no brittle. So the Mechaber and the Ramor, they are not reaching for the Shite of the Rom. Mashiach in the Shach and the Taz is not Chishish for the Shita of the Rohida, because the Taz is only Machmir, that in the long run you have to realize Agole and all the Kelim. Otherwise you are destined to be Yichshav, because in due course you will be using all the Kelim. So, but the Taz is Matir to use the lead that Nessa would be a Sisa and became mixed up with other Yisrael. The Taz is he only requires that in the long run, in due course, we should make a call in order to avoid the tackle of using the Kriyisa. Mashiach in the Shach is Chishish for the Shite of the whole, and the code of the whole. So there is no difference for two reasons. First of all, because of the Devashim material, and even if it involves Itzoyes and Tirche, it still is considered Devashim material. And then the whole says that with the Einstein there is no difference. And it clearly that has a Gria Sisa. With the Einstein there is no difference. So why? Because it has a deal like Nikarisa, since it's possible to separate the Isa from Agore. So it has the same deal as Nikarisa. So the Shach says that you cannot use the Christian Esa Bibliya Sisa Shemisarita Achelim unless you wait 24 hours. So then it will be Nesitam Udgam. So it will not involve any Shailim Nikarisa altogether. Mashiach came to use the Kelim that is Nesa Bibliya Sisa, that is Nesa Bibliya Sisa, Kedem before 24 hours expire, so then it involves the Shalom and the Raise, according to the Raj Dero, so there is no people with the Raise, because there is a possibility of Agore. So, before 24 hours expire, you're not allowed to use a kli yisrael shemisarei b'kliyeh. This is what the Shach says. Oh, kli yisrael, kotzav marshal perikol abosa. Sif ches in the Shach. Kotzav marshal perikol abosa, sif simen pivot. Vuyutzor kli zeh tam shel pizom meiso. Ki bilav lachen ame ki nigu yboae, tam imeil miki el zman. Vuyuchoshi yidom shei shumatir lima kao shene. Vuyuradati lo yisim daike. Da afilu boae, tam ilo yizman. Choshi דבר שיש מתירים כנידורים חי דבלה והרחרו בפלי לקבייס מסיק על הרשת ואין מי הדורך את הים האחים איקה ואין ביטל מבד ניתן לדבר שיש מתירים וכולי יחדים שאני נצטר אין ביטל וכי בלי אפשר להיצא ניסניתי חיים על די הגורה הרי כניקה או אינסה ויסו ניסה בלכם המהירו של ניסה טעם בעתה על משום שערך ומעביר ביטשורי סינקוצדה לת חלגם כנרשבו דארצו ילה גילה יפסד מועטו וכדחש וכדחשים המפרק הזאת נדורים מייסר שני שמעתי נרוד על לא ידעו בשביים ויש לו אחת נדבור עם מוקים שערך זה מרובה וגם נראה לי שיש לי שסעקים לי מעט של מי ובני אימא ליאור שורם נתאירו וחלקו סעב ביסים ותשובס Masse zu Jomisch. Elo, die Kossabschon, der Heine Dabke, die Stadt ist wohl in der Klau Jachat. Aber mit mir hat es mir leu, die Chüben gelegte alle Teilnehmer, haben doch jetzt Matil. Und wenn es leid ist, da tun wir gleich mit mir hat es mir, also wie ich stamm ist, ab Acham ist leis. Du arrasch, bewahrt, tu, wie kurz mir war, doch schon Matil. Elo, die Schüße Zeug, wo ich zähle, wie Zeug ist. Und die Chai Gaben, die nicht in Matil, Matil. Die wo ich schon Zeug ist, wie Kula und Mosa, wie gamm mit Kamen, sie protetes, Elensi, wie gamm Teilnehmer, Bottle, und wie Chue, sie bleib, Kossa. The color shall hollow can salvo, the color shall bosso, the bottle the rock, keep the harvest shall only be minute. The hulo, asu, uchwatopas of a bach, the gamashe hechmir. A bach, the hosik, the yacht, the hum, the balmik, the shino, the maram, the abichtiches, at kaushenio, the dome, the kolakoski, the skimu. Wir kamen zu den Koptes, die im Zorg gehörst, aber wir bechtiche, und wir haben die Obe doche, wo Kossach Marie, in other words, der Bach sehe something else. That even the Bach passt ist, like the Rajma. That there is people, it was not a redeem of the Rajish material. So if Lisa was mixed up with other children, with let's say with 10 other children, of her there, so it's what we're all, you don't have to make a gole, and all the other children. So the Bach says, in view of the fact that there are more passes in Simen Kuftes, that when one chticha, that's the shite of Rashi and Arizor, all the other shim achim, but that's the shite of Rashi and Arizor. The shite of Rashi and Arizor is that whenever a chticha of Isa is mixed up with two chtichas of Peter, so there is little below, but he has to throw into the yam one chticha. One chatich has to throw it to the yam, he doesn't have to throw it to the yam, he can give it to Igoi, to Igoi. In other words, why to be able to be tailored that that chatich that he throws into the yam or he gives to Igoi or to Igoi is the chatich system. Is the chatich system. Where does Rashi get that aloche? Because there is a mishnah. There is a mishnah in Tumas. Now Tumas is bottles, mibimine. So it's bottled by Achodme, in other words, if one Chatiche of Truma, if one saw of Truma was Nisari with 100 saw of Chum, so then it's Eile by Achodme. So the Mishnah in Truma says that he has to take out one saw and give it to the king. And then the other 100 saw, the Israel can eat. So all the Rishayim say that is peculiar to Truma because it's Momin Hashembe, it's Momin Keyev. It's not trying to say as far as Momin Keyev is concerned. People, let's say, suppose one soul of Ruben will become mixed up, will fall into a bag that has 60 soul of Shimon. So then Shimon will say to him, what a Mishishim, I don't have to pay you anything. He cannot say, as far as the Mominus is concerned, we cannot say Bito. So in other words, if Ruben says so, of Chiti will fall, will be mixed up with 60 so or 1,000 so of Shimon's Chiti no Seiri, so Shimon will be mechuyev to pay him the price of one so of Chiti. As far as the Mominus is concerned, we cannot say Bote Berol, Bote Meshish, Bote Beale. I mean, that's a double portion. So, I mean, that's a Gemara in Beitza also. I mean, Hareishin Sarif, Kaf Chitin Shalei, be Shishim So, Shal Chaveire. So, we do not say Bito with Abu Nimonides. I mean, that's a double portion. Without the Gemara in Beitza. So, Mimele, that's the reason why the Mishnah says in Tumo, if one soul of Tumo was in Sarif with 100 soul, of whom, so he has to take out one saw and give it to the king, because of Gezla Sheved. Mashim came in Surim of Yomish B'Yomish, so if one Chatiche of Nevele, will be Nisari with two Chatiches of Shchuto, he doesn't have to give away or to throw away one Chatiche and to be Taylor and say, this is the Chatiche Sisa. Only by Truma because of Momin Keyev. But Rashi Shitin Abu Dizori is that in any Yisrael, Pyongyi Yovei, she has to give away. Either to throw away, if it's a Nisrahanoyas, he has to throw away. If it's a Nisrahil, he doesn't have to throw away to the Am. He can just give it to Igoi. He can just give it to Igoi, to Igoi. So he has to throw away one Chatiche in order to be able to be tailored. But this is the Chatiche, the Ovisa, even though from the point of view of probability, so this Chatiche that he throws away to the Am is not the Chatiras Yisrael, is probably Chatiras Eter. But since we can be tailored, so with the Rabbonon, we are mechuyev to be tailored. So the Bach says, in this case, even according to the Pesachim Shalom, like the Rashi, that it's not the Roshish Matirim, but if it was Yisrael, was Nisarein with a number of Kli Heter, so there is bit of the wrong. But one Kemish on Yisrael has to throw it. Or give way to someone, to the boy, he has to work. Why? Because of the Shita of Rashi. So the Shach says, וגם מה שייך מרבך להוסק ליחד לחום למעלמה, כמו שלא רק מרם גם בחתיכס. So there are more passages like the מרם, and the מרם is based upon the Shita of Rashi and Rizoret. וידומה לו, כל הפוסקים הסכימו לכמה צמי כותב למצוא את הוסק, אפילו בחתיכס, ומרם דה עובד אוכל, ופוסק מרי, תיימה, ניצג בתלמוד חוכם עולו, והחמיר, שהוא ימיר את הרגנאי שנזדם נחיל הסיס המופיעים. הוא מביא בסיוס לסימי קוטס, וזה הוא משאל הביקנים, הוא מקום בו כן, כן, הוא רק יפסי לה, יש לכך נקים ועד אחורה.
שיר חוף דלד אין תרובס, Yud Gimel Sivan Hei Tov Shemem Gimel, May 25th, 1983, on Wednesday.
Heta, and it's Nimi Minei, and then you took out the Isa, so you don't have the Mamoshes of Isa, you just have the plating, the minute particles that were Nivlat from the Isa and absorb and Nivlat in the Heta, so then we don't say Yafir Dal Gimel. That's what he said. אבל תאי בוט פירוש שאם הויסר ניטל משום רק שפול עצום טעם איסי טעם הוא לחומר לעשר בשביל דובר שיש למתיר ולדומר למה שקוסר בסיפה לו בניסים ביצו בידירו מסכן הגדירו Also, a beitzah loses from Deiro Livasim Atapshir. So there, the beitzah, the Mamoshes, a beitzah was put in the Atapshir. So there we say that it's a Dovashish material of the bottle. But where the Mamoshes and Isa was taken out, it was cooked in the same pot with the Heter, and it was taken out. So we don't have the Mamoshes and Isa, but just the Tam, the plate. The plate is a tam of the Yisrael. Then we don't say Afiyodol HaGibor. Now, then he also says V'chei ime Yisurei Machmas Atzme. V'chei ime Yisurei Machmas Atzme. Now, this stars is a very strange stars. Very one of the strange stars. Sifu. So this is reference to the other Din Ramo. V'chei ime Yisurei Machmas Atzme. But suppose there is the Mamoshes of the Dovo, but it's not also Machmas Atzmo, it's also because of Bria. So then it's also Bok. Yimochei, Chtiche Shalimim Lechotel Gimel Yomim, Abad Pi Sheyei Shemrim, Vilikhe Dovo Sheyei Shematirim, Hoyim Muteres Litzli, who is that Sheyei Shemrim? There's the sheet of the reef, that's very important. There's the sheet of the reef. According to the reef, so, in other words, what types of Dovashish material do we have? We have two types, according to everybody. One type of Dovashish material is like the traditional Yom Tepo Chodosh, where the Yisrael, by lapse of time, will by itself become Chodosh. After the Abba Seimeh, it will become Muta. Traditional Yom Tepo. After Yom Tepo, it will become Muta. That's one type. Then there is another type, Neda. Neda is a different type of Dovashish material. By itself, by the lapse of time, by itself, it will never become Muta. In other words, only if it will be Nishu Lechoch. So, that's the second time. According to Aviv, there is a third time. There is a third time of the Mashiach Matir, a third category. And that is, if it has a Shimush HaPetah. So, for example, now, there is a Machlokes in the Gemara. There is a Machlokes in the Gemara, in Psochim. There is a Machlokes in the Gemara, in Psochim, that I involved. As to whether, Reiche Milse or Reiche Lav Milse, that means Boso Nivele Shetzole Vitano. At the same time, in Boso Shputo, they didn't touch each other, so there is no Blir. There is no Blir. Nothing in the Blir of the vapor of the Zeyah, no Blir. But, as a result of the Boso Shputo being boiled in the Tano at the same time in Boso Nivele, so you can smell the Reach of the Boso Nivele. It absorbs the Reach. So, Rav says, Reiche Milse, you're not allowed to eat the Boso Shputo that was mitzvah in the tunnel at the same time with Boso Nevele, because it absorbed the Reach. And Levi says, Reiche Lav Milse, we pass like Levi. We pass like Levi. So the Rav says, that the reason as to why we pass like Levi, because Rav, why does Rav say Reiche Milse, and why does Levi say Reiche Lav Milse? Of course Reiche is something. But Reiche is like Mashu. So, but Levi passes like the Rabbanon, that means Mine is bottle B'shishim. So the Mele Reiche is something, but it's a Mashu. It's a Mashu. It's like a minimum of Isa. It's a Mashu. So there is little. Mashayim Kin Rav, Lishitose, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. That means Mine is loybo afilu belif libotu, so mele reiche is also libotu. That's the reef in Dilanoshe in Chul. The machleke between Rav and Levi is a Gemara in Psochim. Gemara in Psochim, and it's also mentioned in Amizore. But the reef is in Dilanoshe in Chul. So mele the reef says, so when the only reason is why Reiche is Lav Milse, because it's like Mashu. But if it is a situation where Mashu also answers, for example, if it's a case of the Rosh Hashanah material where Mashu also answers after the belt of the bottle, so then Reiche would also answer. So the Grief mentions an example. Suppose you were sailor. You were tzeil and boso in the same tunnel as you baked pas at the same time. In the same tunnel. So you put in pas and you baked pas and adjacent to it without touching it. So you boil boso. So the mele, the pas absorbed the reach of boso. When you can smell the taam, the odor of boso in the pas. If it was baked in the oven at the same time as the boso. So mele, you're not allowed to eat that pas with milk. But Reiche Lav Milse, the answer is, but a mashu it is. But here it's a Damashish material who forces him to eat this piece of bread, datke, with milk. He can use another piece of bread when he eats milk. And this piece of bread he'll eat when he eats meat or something powder. So it's a Dovah Shish material. So of course, all the other Shemim Achiri can be. Because apart from the question as to whether Reiche Lav Milse is based upon the fact that it's Mashu and Mashu that is bitter, even if we assume that shot, but where Dovah Shish material means if the Yisrael is destined to become Mutar, or it's biyodei to make it mutar, but just because it is biyodei to use it in a certain shimush that is mutar, but he likes it, he doesn't want to eat the pas only. He doesn't want to limit himself to use the pat only in conjunction with meat. He wants to use the pat in conjunction with milk also. He wants to put butter on that pas. That's the way he likes it. Just because he can eat it in a different form, So it's a Dorsh Yesh Matirin, so it's not Dorsh Matirin, so the Achir Kadarim. But according to the Leaf, we have the third category of Dorsh Yesh Matirin. In other words, where the Eichel can be eaten in two ways. It can be eaten in the way of Heter, Al Bishimush Heter, and Al Bishimush Isa. So since it can be, you can enjoy it, Al Bishimush Heter, so there is no bitl, chal, so that you would be able to use a double. So since he can eat the bread with meat only, so Mela is not allowed to use it together with milk because of the Mishesh Makir. That's the Rishit. So he says, V'chein Yisurei Machmas Atzmei Boto V'lochech T'chashulim L'chotei Yavim Yomim. So then there is no way to eat it out of division. Then the only way to eat it is Al-Yidei Tzli, if it was not Nimlach within 3 days from the Shechit. So then the blood becomes hard, it becomes dried up, and the soul is incapable of extracting the blood because it becomes dried up. So the only way to eat it is by boiling the meat. In other words, this is what is done. This is what people who have a kidney condition and they're not supposed to have any salt. So how can they eat meat? So they have to eat boiled meat, not boiled meat, because boiled meat has to be salted. So be salted, but boiled doesn't have to be salted. Of course, we are made to put in a little salt, but that's not the aki. So in a hardship situation, so we don't have to salt it all together. So the melee, he says, v'chein in Yisurei Machmas Atzmei Bot, lochech ticho shulim lochot yadim yomim, af ha pishin ishin, gimim fenda vashin ishu matirin, hoim teres litzli, and suppose, eich ticho that was not in lochot yadim yomim. So the only way to eat it is al litzli, not al gibishul. Suppose this tichas boso became mixed up with two other tichas boso, that one in one. So then we say, so then we should say, according to the Rif Shite, since there is a possibility of eating all the chtiches, even if it was misarev with a thousand chtiches, that won nivach, so there is a possibility to use it al vishimu shel heter by boiling all the thousand chtiches. So it should be davashish matirin. So we say no. Here, even according to the Rif Shite, that there is a third category of davashish matirin. But here it doesn't apply, because here the chticho shel nimlocho is not asur machmas atzmo, it's a kosar machmas atzmo, the kosar is asur, the kosar is not asur, but it's impossible to eat it out of the bishul, because the meliche will not extract all the blood, and then when you have a bashlet, so some of the blood that was not extracted, was not drawn out by through meliche, will be neka from one spot in the chtiche and be absorbed by another spot in the chtiche. So it will become osea because of the bli of dam. So it's not just a machmas atzmo, but machmas dam. So the mele sins, the sure is not machmas atzmo, so if such a chtiche that is not osea per se machmas atzmo, but because machmas dam habolua diseicho, so the mele, we don't apply the principle of domesheishu matirin. So even according to the Rif Shite, that there is a third category of domesheishu matirin, here there will be. Alright. Alright. Now let's see, now the Taz. So the beginning of the Taz is alright. But then, at the end, and the next comment, so he says certain strange things. All right. Elo machmas dam abolua. Domo ze kosu miteras chatos bishim tumes adeshem. Simen kupale. Etike bi yosef yisimen samachtes. Ubaem es lo kosav tam ze shom lahati yom miki abolua. El li have. Domo she ish lo matirim miki akshina hetel in ma shu osea. Da haine bishu. Visiem shom vap lich tichori rischabit telo. Kin dein kanali is abolua. Nimtzo lo mahan es lo zud is abolua. El li batel. Shalit. Tiech, ticho, ruya li yisrabi, vilo li batu, doba shi yishu matirin. So in other words, this is taken from the Tumas Adeshen. And the Tumas Adeshen, they says two things. There are two problems that he considers. Suppose there is a loch of Dom Sheish Matir Nakhlavot. Then there is a loch of Ticha Ruya Lishabe Itakil Nakhlavot. Now suppose you have a Ticha Shaloi Nim Lachotel Gimelami. So then, Mitzat HaKomes Hagini. So it's Oseh to use it as the Bishul because the dam becomes dried up and it's impossible to extract all the dam from the Riche. So you have to eat it only out its leaf. So the Shail is, so one problem is, and this Chatiche became mixed up with two other Chatiches. That one in Lucho. Do we say that there is bitul of Chabit Rei or Yovish or not? So one question is, maybe there shouldn't be bitul on the score of the Aloche of Dom Sheish Matir and Afilu Belef Lubotul. So here it's also Dom Sheish Matir because he can eat all the three Chatiches al bitul. So the Tom Sadeshin says no. That we cannot say that there is no bitul on the score of Dom Sheish Matir because Dom Sheish Matir means that if there is a way to that it should be muter, either by the lapse of time or by doing something like neder, so then it will be muter in the shimush I want to use it. But here there is no way that it should be muter to eat it out the bishul by boiling. That's impossible. But there is a way to be muter to eat it out its leaf. So in other words, we do not say just because you can use it in one way, so there is no bitul in respect to the use of the other way. In other words, the Thomas Adeshen is machia neged the sheet of the rib. The rib sheet is that there is a third type of the Moshesh material, so the Thomas Adeshen says no. We don't pass like the Rifshite. There is no third category of the Roshim material. There are only two categories of the Roshim material. Either something that automatically by itself, but because of lapse of time, so it will become Mutter, or because of a simple mindset that does not involve any great tirche or loss of money, so you can make it Mutter in every Shimush I want. But so if there is a possibility of using it, of eating it in a special way, better. So because of that, I should not be allowed to eat it any other way. We don't say that. In other words, he rejects the concept of the rib. That's the reason as to why chaticha shalim lochotei abim yomi. And then it was nisalvo to other chatichas that won in the chul. So there is bitul of chabit rei. And we do not say Dom Sheish Matir, because he rejects the sheet of the rib. Then he considers another problem. But suppose that chaticha shalim lochotei yomi happens to be a chaticha real mischabim, but say a chaticha of steak. So it is something that you serve to distinguish this. So, and that piece of steak was not, let's say, Nilochotech Giluyomi, and it was mixed up with two other pieces, with two other tiches. So then there shouldn't be bitul because of Ticha Ruya Lishabe. So he says, insofar as the question of Ticha Ruya Lishabe is concerned, there he mentions that longness. When do we say Ticha Ruya Lishabe if it's also Machmas Atzma? But if it's also Machmas Dama, Beluah B'Seicho, we don't say Ticha Ruya Lishabe. That we learned already. So in other words, the Thomas Adeshen mentions the concept of Eino Osa Asura Machmas Atzma or Machmas Dama, Beluah B'Seicho in connection with the Shaila of Ticha Ruya Lishabe. But he doesn't mention that lomdes in connection with the shayle of Dom Sheish Matir. In connection with Dom Sheish Matir, he just rejects the shayle of the Rib. So now the Rambam